It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and I'm absolutely delighted to have them on board with us, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Now, with over 50 years of experience, they've built a reputation you can walk on, literally. From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. And the best part, they offer a free measure and sample service so you can see and feel the quality before you buy. So if you're looking to transform your home or your business with fresh new flooring, then our friends at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture are the people to talk to. Now, you can give them a call on 01-847-3320. That's 01-847-3320. Or you can visit them in store. They have two branches in Dublin. One at Harmonstown Road in Artain in Dublin 5, and the other on Main Street in Rush, right beside the Strand Bar. So whether you're renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name. Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Cutting carpets every day. And our thanks to the entire gang at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. And if you are looking for any carpets, give them a bit of business and tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Avril is the lady who contacted us, and I want to read Avril's message and get your opinion on this. Hi Adrian, please talk about this on your show. I am with my boyfriend almost 8 months now, and we have a great relationship. He was showing me something on his phone last night, and a message popped up from his ex, who he was with for over 5 years, laughing and joking around and arranging to meet for coffee. They broke up on good terms and still are somewhat friendly, which I always knew, and it's kind of cool with me, but it started to make me feel a little bit uncomfortable lately. She was doing X's on the messages and little cute love heart emojis. They've been texting quite a bit from what I can see, and when I said it to my fella that I'm not really overly thrilled about this, he basically accused me of being jealous, juvenile, and told me to calm down and that I have nothing to worry about. He said you can actually be friends with an ex without feelings, and that I'm overreacting, and that it is basically not my business who he is friends with. Is this a red flag, or am I overreacting? And that is from Avril. And I would love to hear from you on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Basically, Avril is concerned that he's in a relationship. Avril's in a relationship with this guy for nearly 9 months. He's broken up with the ex, from what I understand, more than a year. So they're long broken up. And he's still sending messages and getting messages with exes and little cute love hearty emojis on the messages. And this is freaking Avril out. Now, is Avril overreacting? She even asks that question herself. Or is she right to be concerned that you can't really be friends with an ex? The person is an ex for a reason, and you need to leave that person in the past. Well,
how about you answer first?
I don't really see a problem. Unless something happens that she'd a reason to be annoyed about. Like if they went for a cup of coffee and Avril happened to be walking by the coffee shop and she looked in the window and there they are holding hands, different story. If she found out that it went past that stage of, if he is caught kissing her or anything like that, yeah, obviously. In this case, they're just friends. They've just remained friends. They broke up, and this is what Avril said, they broke up on good terms.
I think now, boyfriend, breaking up on good, he's gaslighting her.
Breaking up on good terms is very unusual. Most relationships don't end on good terms because you break up because you've fallen out, you've disagreed about something or whatever. Breaking up on good terms is a bit weird.
Amanda spoke to Avril before the show.
Yep.
And Avril said the reason they broke up, and I think this is actually quite significant, is because he wanted to get married and she didn't.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Which changes it a little bit, I think.
Okay, he wants to get married and she didn't. And what's the significance of that?
I don't think she's overreacting. I think it's a red flag. Very early on, I think it's a red flag.
Okay, so he's still carrying a candle for her, basically.
I think the fact that the message popped up and she was surprised by the message, to me, would say that he was kind of hiding it. He wasn't being completely clear in maybe his closeness.
Well, no, she says that he did let me know that he was still on good terms with her.
But being on good terms with someone and texting someone cute emojis and having the bants and meeting for coffee is a slightly different.
I mean, it's not somebody. It's not.
Well, it's a step down, probably.
Mm. So, okay, you reckon because in his previous relationship, he wanted to get married and she didn't, and that's ultimately how the relationship came to an end because they couldn't agree on that fundamental issue.
So he wanted more. He wanted her for life.
Yeah.
And she wasn't having it. So the only reason he isn't with her now and he's with someone else, it's nearly like settling, I would think.
Oh, he's only with Avril because he can't get
out. Well, obviously, because if your one had wanted to marry him, they'd be married, so.
Ooh.
I think
so. Do you think Avril's right to be concerned? She says is it a red flag? Am I overreacting?
I would run a mile. No, I think it's good that things are amicable, particularly. No,
it's not like he's hiding something here.
But he was.
He's being upfront.
He was hiding it because she's surprised.
She says they broke up on good terms and are still somewhat friendly.
Show me that for a second.
Have a look.
Show me that. Yeah,
there, read
show
that
me.
Line. Read the line.
I will read it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you see a message popped up here?
Yeah.
X's and cute emojis.
None of the messages were saying I fancy a shag.
For me, it's about respect. It's about respect.
But where's your focus? He has been respectful because he has told her, "I'm still friendly with you." Let's call her Katie. Yeah, I'm still friendly with Katie. We get on well. We just broke up because
I think her boyfriend's gaslighting her. You can be friendly with someone. You can be, you know, civilized and nice, especially when there's kids involved. That's great.
But there's no kids involved here.
No. But, you know, texting cute little emojis and love hearts and kisses and stuff, it's a bit too intimate for my liking. I wouldn't.
Intimate? It's only a message.
It's not Avril.
Avril hasn't contacted us to say, "I found out they were in bed together at the weekend." She's not saying anything like that. He was meeting his ex that he spent a number of years with for a cup of coffee. Whoop-de-doo.
It's a lack of respect for your current partner.
I think it's...
It's a lack of respect because he wasn't completely clear. Because I know she said that she knew...
She knew!
No, she knew they were still on good terms.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which I always knew and is cool with me.
But
it was cool with me.
She popped up when she was looking at his phone.
Wow.
And it took her by surprise, which means he wasn't fully clear with her, which means he's got other intentions or your one has other intentions. Either way, it's up to him to set a boundary and say, "Look, I'm with someone."
Okay, is this not real control freak stuff?
No.
That she's literally trying to control who he's friends with?
I mean, somebody who wanted to marry
Just think outside. Yeah, but they ended up mature. They have a mature relationship.
Avril, bow out, girl. Walk away.
I think
walk
that is literally...
Go find someone who will make
so
you
she,
number one.
So she dictates to him who he's friends with?
No, it's not about dictating. If she was
It literally is.
If she was turning around saying...
You're saying walk away. That is dictating.
It's not dictating.
It's me or her.
If you have to ask the question.
It's me or her.
If
she breaks up the relationship, she is literally saying it's me or her.
If you have to ask the question, then you know your answer. That's my opinion on it. It's about respect. It's not about control. Like, whatever... You know, talk and text, and but when it turns into like an ongoing flirtatious, meet me for a coffee, love heart emoji, love heart emoji, love heart emoji. No, that's not. That's disrespectful on your current partner. It's not fair.
Yeah, see, I don't agree. I mean, you're implying basically that you can't be platonic friends.
But you can be on good terms with someone and be platonic friends without being secretive. This message popped up on his phone. This is the part I'm stuck on. This message popped up on his phone,
mm-hmm.
which means she wasn't expecting it. And this is what has driven the whole thing, because if she knew, let's face it, she wouldn't message us today. It's disrespectful.
Our number is 085 825 2626. If you have an opinion on this, is it a red flag? I'd love to hear from you. Let me bring in Bill with his opinion on this.
How are you, lads? Love the show. Never miss on the way home from walk. Interesting topic today. He's disrespected his girlfriend. There's no two ways about it. You don't go meet an ex if you're in a relationship with somebody. That's a no. That's a no. Even, you know, sending messages with exes and all that kind of stuff. No, that's a massive, massive red flag. When he's not with her, he's out on a night with his mates or anything like that, that poor girl be sitting at home or whatever, wondering. Although she could fight for it with fire. She could turn around to him and say, oh, I'm meeting up with my ex, whatever his name was, next week. Now we're going to go for coffee, maybe a drink somewhere and have a bit of a chat and see his reaction. And if he's not bothered, then he's not worth it. I get rid. Move on, love. Because that will eat you up inside. And eat you up inside and just make you ill and worried, and you don't need it. Tell him, no, it's not happening. And if he doesn't like it, he can go back to her. And good luck. Thanks, lads. Love the show.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. So, Angela, this lady is a little bit concerned. Avril is her name, by the way. Avril's a little bit concerned that her fella is still messaging the ex, and the ex is still messaging him. They've met for coffee. There's exes in the messages. There's little cute love-hearty emojis. But nothing more than that.
Oh, what do you need to see? Nudes?
Well,
is nudes well, what you need to see? Because you don't need to be sending nudes to be cheating with someone.
Who says there's any cheating going on?
Emotional
here? She's
cheating.
Not even saying it's cheating.
Well, but one thing that I will say is I would say run. And that's him from her.
Oh, him from
if
her.
If I right. was him, I would run a mile. Jeez. What is the parrot like? If there was anything going on or he had anything to hide, he would not show her stuff on his phone.
But it popped
and
up.
And I don't mean the
it
messages.
It popped up, Angela.
Yeah, it popped up. So it doesn't matter. Up. A message can pop up at any time.
But Angela's point is, if he was hiding anything, he wouldn't even let her have the phone in her hand, let alone anything else. Isn't that your point, Angela?
That's my exact point. But oh, look at this.
Exes are exes for a reason. You can be amicable.
Yeah, you're not together for a reason.
Listen.
They're not
you can
together
be amicable.
For a reason.
Yeah,
but they
because
can be
she didn't want to marry him. He was all in. He like
yeah.
The situation
and he's
is
moved on.
No.
He moved on.
It's
one
disrespectful.
One of my exes was at my wedding.
It's disrespectful.
Because we were still the best of friends.
And okay,
didn't get on in a relationship.
And let me just deal with that, Katie. One of her exes was at her wedding. Now, do you think that's disrespectful to the person she was marrying?
No, because it was probably a situation where this guy was probably friends with her partner as well. Was it, Angela?
No. We finished up about 2 years before I got with Liam. Liam lived in the UK. Liam didn't know any of my friends before he moved over.
But again, Katie, was that disrespectful of Angela to invite an ex to her wedding?
No, she was open about it.
This guy has been open as well.
A message popped up. This girl is telling
me. Popped up. She's not hiding anything.
I'm not saying.
If he was hiding it, he wouldn't let her near the phone.
They broke. Katie, they broke up on good terms and are still somewhat friendly, which I always knew. In other words, he hasn't hidden the fact.
But she didn't know the extent of the friendliness.
What's the extent of the friendliness?
Kisses,
an ex, and a
heart emojis, love heart. No, it's not on. It's disrespectful.
As you said, she's not sending him nudes or whatever.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to be sending nudes to be emotionally cheating with someone or to have ideas in your head.
No, but Katie, some of my best friends are guys, right? Actually, two of my closest friends, one is a guy and one is a girl, forever and a day. I tell him I love him. He tells him he loves me. There's kisses, there's hearts, because we are best friends.
Let me ask you then, Angela. Let's look at this scenario, and what we found out earlier on is that the reason their relationship ended amicably was because he wanted to move the relationship to the next stage of perhaps getting married, and she wasn't interested in marriage at all. And it was kind of on that that they decided to call it a day. But they ended on really, really good terms. Can you be friends with somebody that you really, really wanted to marry?
No. Of course you can. And listen, let's just say this, right? And any woman out there who turns around and says, that's not true, is bullshit, right? When a girl gets into a relationship with a guy, after a few months, oh, they start daydreaming and oh God, yeah, I'm mad about him. Oh, I think I could marry him. Oh, I think this, I think that. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. And when ye finish, and on such good terms, it's like some people can just be the best of friends and not good as a couple. Why not continue that's exactly, the friendship?
Okay, so you, as you mentioned yourself, this friend of yours, or this ex of yours was at your wedding, but yeah. But you have a male best friend that you've had for donkey's years, and nobody will ever get in the way of that relationship. Is that really what you're saying?
Yeah, because whenever I start a relationship, the one person that I tell them about is Shane. Because we are best friends since we're 18. So you were looking at over 30 years.
Okay, but that relationship was never... A physical, intimate relationship.
But
it's
also
just friends.
Then...
Is there not a difference, though, when you have sexual history with somebody?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then I'm close friends with an ex of mine. And as I said, he was at the wedding. So it's like my ex-husband and any ex-boyfriends, they all know about this because I'm open about it.
Whatever about being friendly with someone. Right, that's grand. You're friendly with them, great. But... think of your current partner. Think of your current partner and how that must feel for them. It is disrespectful. Where's your focus?
No, I'll tell you now. You think it's disrespectful, but I can remember when I introduced him to my ex-husband now, to Liam, he turned around and he said, I see what you mean now. Do you know what I mean?
But Amanda spoke to this girl, Avril, and there were quite a lot of messages going back, right? There's no need to be in contact with an ex, you know, every day. Every second day.
Nobody said every day.
Amanda spoke to Avril and she says there's been quite a lot of messages between the two.
But nothing has been said other than let's go for a coffee. I mean...
It's not about going for a coffee. That's whatever. But the message popping up and hers finding out through a pop-up the extent of the message, and that's a lack of clarity. That's...
Okay, stay there for one second. As far as you're concerned, Angela, it is perfectly okay to...
Maintain
a friendly relationship with an ex. End of.
Yeah.
As long as that's all it is, basically.
Yeah, as long as that's all it is. There's no problem with it.
So if you were in a relationship, you'd be happy sitting there, let's say, watching a movie with your fella, and he's sitting there sending love heart emojis to his ex who he wanted to marry. You'd be completely okay with that.
By the way, there's no suggestion that he actually sent similar messages back to your woman.
Well, he's taking them, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he's
but
not setting
that's
a boundary.
Fine, because I know that he's with me. He's with me for a reason. If he wanted to be with her, he'd split up with me.
No,
he has a friendship.
This is the difference. He did want to be with her. The only reason he's not is because she didn't want the same thing.
Yeah, so you move on. Life moves on.
But it's not as easy as that. If you're really into someone, you don't just say, you know, oh, well, move
on,
okay.
Well, Katie, the way I look at this is, right, and yeah, I'm going to say something here now. You right now have never been in that position.
Not right now, no.
No, and hopefully you never will be, that you won't be the ex, you know. But when you've been in relationships and had friendships after relationships, that's when you know how it can work.
Okay, do me a favour, stay there for a second, Angela. I'd love to hear from you. She sees nothing wrong at all with maintaining a friendship, even a...
I can't believe you're so blasé about this. A vaguely flirtatious relationship. But, okay, so now you're saying it's okay to be flirty.
No, all I said was there was a couple of X's and love heart emojis. I mean, in context, people do that every day. Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Ed. Well, is it okay to maintain a really good relationship with an ex?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
Because if you send love hearts, that means you have feelings for them still.
Does it? Does it not just say?
Yeah, I would.
Does it not just say I'm very friendly with this person?
No, it's not. If you send love hearts, that's too far.
Love hearts is a step too far.
It is like love hearts, kissy faces, like whatever about meeting up for a coffee, sure. But love hearts, kissy faces, that's just no. I wouldn't, like, if my girlfriend would do that, I'll be out.
You don't have to be jumping into bed with someone or sticking your tongue down someone's throat to be cheating. You don't.
No, I never said you did. But I don't see sending a text message and saying, let's go for coffee and sending a little X on the message.
It's when it's not full disclosure, that's when the issue arises.
But there's no full, no lack of full disclosure here.
You're full of shit. You're full of
shit. They broke up on good terms and are still somewhat friendly, which I knew about and I was cool with. That's what she said.
Yeah, but she didn't realise the extent.
So he's not hiding anything. Okay, Angela, what about that? Once you get a message from an ex that has either a love heart emoji or an X, the letter X, that's a red flag. That's a sign of somebody who...
No, it's not. Like as I said, people do that with friends. They do it with family. They do it with exes. What is the problem?
Casey, they do it here when they're messaging into Opinions Matter. A lot of people put X's at the end of their message.
A sexual,
do they all
intimate.
Want to shaggy?
No,
well, we
it's
know
different when you've had a sexual and emotional connection with somebody. It is different. Me sending a love heart emoji is different.
This message said, hearts don't mean feelings. It just is a polite way of saying, you're still cool.
It's hearts with somebody you used to have feelings for.
Yeah.
Not anymore. All that went out when the phones were invented.
Look, I'm not saying don't
all
be...
All of that
listen,
shit
I'm not saying don't be
phones.
Friends, don't get on, don't go for a coffee. Absolutely, 100%. But... I feel, I'm reading it like there's a lack of clarity, like he hasn't been 100%
okay, but then I'll tell you,
they are.
I'll tell you what Avril's issue is. She's in a relationship with this guy 8 months and she clearly doesn't trust him. And
she's paranoid.
Yes, go on, Ed, yeah.
Can I ask Angela a question there?
Fire ahead.
Of course, Ken.
So basically, what would you do if a friend that's a woman, a friend of yours that's a woman, flirted with your boyfriend right in front of you, calling him an angel, calling him a sweetheart, flirting? Would you not feel a bit concerned?
No, because I call everyone sweetheart. I call everyone sweetheart, you know, and my ex-husband... And my ex-husband had friends who were girls, and he'd send a kiss. What's the problem?
With all due respect, Angela, did your ex-husband not cheat on you?
Yeah, he did with her. But still.
Doesn't it go to show
that it's like, okay, if it happens, it happens.
But you're literally making my point.
It always happens.
So your husband...
It's a lack of respect.
No.
Let
me put it this way. At that time, I knew exactly. Okay, listen. Yes, he did have an affair with that. Doesn't hurt. Sorry, you can blur out the name. But at that time, I wasn't jealous until I knew there was something going.
Okay,
on.
So let me just hang on. Just let me sum this up. Yeah. Let me just get this straight in my head. So you're saying it's fine to text other people, you know, flirtily and emojis and kisses and everything else because your ex-husband did, who then ended up cheating on you.
Yeah. Now, can I tell you, do you know what the red flag was? No, Casey, do you know what the red flag for me was that I knew there was something going on? Is that he was so much of a skinflint that I couldn't believe when we went away on holidays that he bought a bottle of gin for her back, and that's when I knew there was something going on.
Right, okay, fair enough.
That's the truth.
Okay,
that's
so...
That's the truth.
All right, do me a favour, Angela, stay in the line there. Sorry, Ed, go on.
Can I just tell you my experience there? I was at the party a few years ago, and a friend of... a friend of mine who used to be a friend of mine was kind of flirting with my current girlfriend, and he says to her, she's not just a darling, she's an angel. Now, what do you think of that? I fell out with him because of that. I'm no longer friends with him anymore.
Because he said, she's not just a darling, she's an angel.
Yeah, you're calling her an angel right in front of me.
Right. And in what context? You're at a party, and how did this statement come out of his mouth?
Like, the staff that was at the party with us was handing her something, and they were like, there you go, darling, which, okay, the staff, I don't mind. But then he steps in, she's not just a darling, she's an angel. I was pissed. I nearly fucking wanted to wallop him.
But I just think that's a bit of an overreaction.
It's not an overreaction. I felt what I felt.
It escalated fast.
It did, yeah. I just think it's an overreaction.
How was it over? Yeah, like, I felt what I felt.
Yeah, okay, stay there for a second, because I just got a message in and I want to get your reaction to this. I'm very friendly with my ex. I actually love him. I'm just not in love with him. My husband is also very friendly and knows how I feel. No fear of my ever cheating on him.
That's great. In other words,
she's still friendly with her ex. Mm-hmm. She says, I actually love him. I'm just not in love with him. And my husband is cool with that.
Yeah, but obviously everything's out in the open.
Listening to your rules, you should run for the hills.
I don't have rules. My only rule is be open and be clear.
And Ed, listening to you, you sound like an absolute control freak. Freaking over somebody saying something complimentary like that.
But if that, I just don't get.
I just want to put out there for the record, I don't agree with this guy. So this is even, Ed,
So sorry, again, Ed, I'm just trying to, I want to get a picture of this. There you are, you're at a party, staff come over and said what again?
She's not just a darling, she's an angel.
And this was a staff member?
No, it was another student.
Okay.
That was exactly my age as well.
Okay, but in what context was that statement made?
It just sounded flirty to me.
So you wanted to hit him because of he called her an angel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm distancing myself from this opinion.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to more of your opinions and bring in Jay with his opinion.
I tell you, I've never heard so much nonsense out of Adrian and that Angela one. I have never in my life heard so much nonsense. I guarantee you one thing, if I walked by a coffee shop and seen Myla Ryan sitting there with her ex having coffee, her bags would be packed by the time she got home. No ifs, no buts about it. And if she had any feelings for me, she'd have the same reaction. She see me walking by a coffee shop and there we are having fucking tea and coffees together. What have you got to talk about? Yous are exes. I don't believe you for a second that you'd be all right with that if you walked by and seen your wife there sitting there with her ex. I just don't believe it for a minute.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
Adrian, how's it going? How are you, Katie?
Good,
all right?
Good, not a bother. Thanks, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
Now, what did you want to say on this?
Listen, lads, my story is going to blow your mind and I'm probably going to get a backlash, right? But I'll set the scene for you, right? I went to school with a girl back in 1993. I met her for the first time in first year, right? During our junior cert, we got together. Now, she was the first girl I ever loved. She was the first girl I ever had sex with. We got through the leaving cert and all of that together. She went off to UCD to study finance and all was going well. But in the end, we were together for about 10 years, but our life was going a different direction. She wanted a career. I wanted to settle and have kids and all of that. And it ended up, we split up amicably. She just was career driven and that was it. I remember it vividly, being in the airport, waving her off. We were both in tears because she was moving off to Australia. For years, living in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept in touch during that time. She started seeing other people. I started seeing other people. Now, this, bear in mind, this all started back in 1996. Now, Fee is... I have male mates, but she's my best mate. We've been through a lot together, right? Fee is a part of my life, and she always will be. Now, I've since got married. I have a couple of kids, and she's met a guy. Now, she's back home now, and she's married to a guy. And she's been in my house. She's met my kids. She's Auntie Fee to my kids. And my wife now, Sue, has absolutely no problem whatsoever. Her sisters now are a different story, but I don't even want to talk about them.
Why? Because the sisters say, what? This is fucked up. This is wrong.
They think it's bizarre. I don't get it. Like, and they're very cold. If they're ever in our company, they're really cold because they think she's some sort of ulterior motive. And I don't say it to them directly, but I'd say it to Sue. Like, would you tell them? Because I come out, I still meet her for coffees. We've gone for dinner, we even go to the cinema, we've been out as a two couples, myself, my wife, and her fella and ourselves. We've been out, all four of us, for dinner and all.
Amanda's in my ear here in the headphones saying that you said that you've actually gone to the cinema with this woman on your own.
Weird. It's not weird.
This is a 30-year relationship in that you know since the 90s.
Donkey's here.
Yeah, and that's fine. But you were at a stage in your life that you wanted to get married and she didn't, basically, and that's how your relationship
it was just a little bump in the road. We went our separate ways. It was totally amicable. We were in a very loving, healthy relationship.
Exactly like Avril's fella. But you still see her. You still socialise with her.
She calls me out to the house, Adrian. Okay, she calls me out to the house.
So she's like
comes in for a cup of tea.
She's like a male mate. I've a mate. I see him every now and again. We've known each other 35 or 40 years, and we go out for a pint or we go out for lunch or whatever every now and again. That's you as well. The only difference, though, is I've never had sex with him and I was never in a loving relationship with him.
We have to remember in this whole conversation as well is that, like, Fiona was in my life before Sue was, and Sue was fully aware of Fiona now when we started.
You're obviously being very open with her. That's the difference. Obviously, with your wife, there's no, you know, nothing hidden.
But if she did have an issue, Katie, I don't think our relationship would have survived.
Okay, so say for example, if your wife, if you tell your wife, I'm off to the cinema with your woman now, my long lost friend that I wanted to marry years ago, but she wanted a career. If you told your wife that you were going to the cinema with her, going out for an evening, a meal or whatever, and your wife said, oh, I'm not really happy with this, what would you do?
She wouldn't say that now, Adrian, because of the situation we had ourselves in from the outset. But I would have an issue.
Oh, in other words, you've laid down the rules, have you?
Well, it wasn't a rule as such. I mean, it's just, like, Fiona's been part of my life for so long and was part of my life when I met Sue, and they met each other.
The difference here, Adrian, is that there's transparency. That's the difference. That he's not, there's nothing being hidden.
You nearly fell off your chair when he said to go to the cinema together.
That's weird. I do think that's weird.
What's weird about it?
Going on date nights.
It's not Katie. Like, the Mission Impossible one was out there a while back, and there's still no interest in that.
Okay, look,
you go to Mission Impossible.
There's nothing weird meant by it, but if you get to the point where you're hiding it or you're not being fully clear about what you're doing or how much contact you have, then there's a problem.
That's the thing I'd say about relationships. If there's no trust from either side, that relationship is doomed to fail. There has to be trust.
Okay, so this Lady Avril who contacted us and got a message or saw a message on her fella's phone from his ex with love hearts on it and everything else, you're saying she's the one with the problem here because she clearly doesn't trust him. She's the one with the problem.
I don't know this guy personally, Adrian. I don't know if he has an ulterior motive or if he's looking for a little bit on the side or something to fall back on, literally, I suppose. But if she doesn't trust him, then she has to let him go.
Out of curiosity, you said you split up because she wanted different things in life than you did. Out of curiosity, do you ever think of this friend of yours, 30 years, blah, blah, blah. Do you ever think of her as the one that got away?
No, I'm very happy now in my relationship, Adrian. I wouldn't have gotten married to Sue if I didn't absolutely, truly love her. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Faye, but I'm not in love with her. Now, there's still love there.
To be fair, this guy sounds genuine. I have to give it to you, you do sound genuine. You sound like you're very clear.
It is genuine, and that's the case for many people, but the problem is...
Anthony, well, I get the feeling that this relationship is on your terms. In other words, if your wife didn't like it all along, tough, she could lump it.
Jesus, I hope she's not being listening, but that would have been the ultimatum. If she had an issue at the start of our relationship with someone who'd been in my life for that amount of time, that I still held dearly as a friend. Imagine a scenario if, I know they're a little bit different, but if you had a best mate, Adrian, that your missus didn't like, a male mate, and said, I don't want you hanging around with him, you tell her where to fucking go. Well, I think the same rule applies. It doesn't matter what gender they are. A mate is a mate.
It's not a mate.
And even
it's
more of a friend.
Not in every situation, it's not a mate, though. It's somebody you wanted to marry.
I'm not applying it to every situation. In my situation. Yeah, but look, Katie, we've all had sex. Do you know what I mean?
No, but this was one of your first loves. Mm-hmm. By your own admission. And, I'm just curious to know, was she the one that got away? And is that really deep down how you feel about her?
No, I wouldn't say, like obviously it might be a card in the back of your mind. I'd wonder what would have happened if she hadn't gone to Australia. Would we ended up having kids of our own and all of that kind
Do
of
you
stuff?
Still think
but
that?
No, because it worked out in the end for me. I met my life partner, my soulmate. We have two beautiful children, and glad to say that she is still part of our lives, because they I know she's not their auntie, but we all have an Uncle John or an Auntie Mary who aren't their aunties at all, and that's the case for my kids with Fee. And I quite like that she's part of it. And I've no, don't get me wrong, I don't look at her in the same way I did back in the 90s and when all of that was going on, because I've got Sue. And again, we've been out as a couple and we all get on really well. The kids absolutely love her. She's part of my life. She knocks in for tea. If I'm not there, she'll sit down with Sue and have a cup of tea and that. They're kind of friendly as well, you know, but it's grand. It's just, there's a level of maturity in our relationship that I think is missing in a lot of, there's always people thinking there's not. Everything's a red flag.
Okay,
you know
I just know listening to this that a lot of people would really struggle to cope with that, would really struggle to think it's okay to...
I think what he's saying is fair, because obviously he's been very open. So I think, you know,
he's been very open, but his wife,
genuine to
his
me.
Wife has absolutely no choice in this matter. Literally.
It's not forced on her age. She has a level of maturity there, and that's admirable in my eyes. I can understand how people might have an issue with that. But thank God Sue never did, and she has absolutely no reason to. I will never, ever cheat on that woman. Ever. Not a hope in hell will I do that to her or my family. And Fee is there, and she's part of my life, and she's my best mate. So even my wife, obviously, she's been part of it, and she will remain part of it until I'm in my dying
time. All right, but stay there for one second, because Trevor, you were saying you wouldn't have this. You would not have your wife in having any sort of a relationship with an ex.
There's an Adrian and co-host.
Go on.
Ouch.
I have to actually agree with your co-host, I know, I'm just looking out for the horseman out the window here at the minute. No, there's no way of allowing it, guys. And please, Tommy, is Angela still on the phone?
He is, yep. No, Angela's not. No, she's not, no.
I was dying to put a hypothetical to her. So, like, the way we all know her history and the relationship, right? So, I was going to put a hypothetical to her that if the husband came back and if she forgave them, do you think she would say, yeah, you can bring an ex around, even though you've been balls deep, she's been sitting on your face from time to time, and we can all have dinner together? Do you think she would allow that, Adrian? Do you think so?
I wouldn't have thought so, no. But
I wouldn't think so either, Adrian.
Okay,
and to be honest,
what do you mean?
The girl who texted you in, no, she should just dump your man and get the fucking shot with him. Not a hope in hell. I wouldn't allow it.
Okay, but again, he's not having sex with her. He's not having an affair with her. He's just in friendly contact with her. That's it.
Yeah, but Adrian, this is a bloke who has been balls deep in the sport, who knows anatomy inside and out, and are still texting little googly faces
and
all
each
other.
Did he just say what I think he said?
He did say what you think he said.
Did I just hear that right?
Tell you what, he's been balls deep in her.
You're all class, Trevor.
Yeah, but Katie, she used to sit on his face and try to smother him, you know what I mean? Well, this isn't the person you want hanging around with your now partner, is it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So let me ask you then, Trevor, we've been listening with to Anthony. He was in a relationship back in the 90s. He was mad about her, but then they kind of drifted apart because she was career motivated. He wanted to get married. But still to this day, even though he's married with kids, she's his best buddy. She comes around to the house. They go to the cinema together. As platonic
friend. That's fucking weird.
There you are, Anthony.
Adrian, he already said at the start of his relationship, if his now missus didn't like it, he would dump her, right? And to me, that says he still has feelings for this previous girl. Now, he admitted himself that he loves her, he's not in love with her, but you and I both know when men think of women, we think of, yeah, I'd say she's good for a ride or whatever, you know what I mean? But
actually, is
that possibly still in the back of his mind, in the smallest possible recess of his mind?
Let me ask you, Anthony, do you have any sexual attraction towards your longtime friend and ex-girlfriend?
No. That's like, I mean, you have to, like, back in the 90s, it was different. And when we had started, she was the first girl I ever had sex with. So obviously we were doing it for quite a while. But then you grow up, Adrian. Well, at least some people do.
Anthony, can I put a question to you, mate?
You have to show respect for women. The way you're even talking about them now is totally disrespectful, pal. You're showing your true colours.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
What?
Now, obviously I don't wish this on you, right? But let's say you find yourself single end of this year, okay? She finds herself single at the end of this year. Would you go for her again? Would you try? Would you shoot your shot again? And let's be honest now. Come on.
Well, that's your hypothetical. I wouldn't know, even know how to answer that. And I'd have to say, myself and Sue are solid. Well, absolutely solid.
I'm not the shoe on that, man. But at the end of the day, if there's a bloke out there and you think if his ex is still a friend, right, and they both end up single at the same time, do you not think he's going to try and get back in there? Especially if he's matured and maybe marriage is on the cards now.
I tell you now, and you won't believe me, you'll probably laugh, right? But this is how much I love my wife. If she were to leave me tomorrow, or if she were to pop her clogs tomorrow, I cannot ever envisage being with someone else in that way. I just can't.
Okay, not even V, is that her name? V.
No, I think he sounds genuine. I don't know what the issue is.
No. You're telling me for the rest of your life, if you're Mr. Pop That Clogs, you know, obviously, God bless, hopefully she doesn't anyway, but if she pop that clogs, you'd be, sitting at home with your fucking hand every side of me, instead of going out looking for another board after, say, even 2 years?
I could say that, absolutely. I swear, you've clearly never been in love, pal, because that's what love is. If you truly love someone,
I'm in love, mate. I'm married donkey's years, you know what I mean? I'm in the same boat as you.
Not for long,
but at the end of the day, if they give me a board pop back clogs and after 3 years, I'd have to go out looking again. I don't want to live my life alone. Are you telling me you're comfortable living your life alone?
Is she there? Is she there beside you? Is she?
No, I'm
in walk. Listening to this. No, she's a brave man. Get her on the other end there and tell her what you just told me.
Let me ask you, Trevor. If you found
out, do you think she wouldn't do the same, Anthony? Are you serious? Do you really want to live? Like, if you're in your 40s and your Mrs. Pops are clogged at 43, are you telling me you're going to spend the next, say, you're living another 30 years, you're going to spend those 30 years alone? Are you fucking joking?
Well, that's what he says. Let me ask you, Trevor.
Come off, Adrian. You and I know he's full of shit.
If you found out that your wife, I assume she's an ex in her past, has she?
Yeah, she had a very. They were friends before they got together. She got with me, and I said, "Listen, I'm not comfortable with him hanging around or texting you so much because, and thankfully, we're in the time of mobiles." And I says, listen, I'm not comfortable with him texting you so much because I know exactly what lads are like. I know what they're thinking. And I'm not having it, no. So you can cut him out, you can cut me off, end of story.
And what was her reaction then? So she was still friendly. She was still friendly with her ex when you met first and you said, I'm not having this.
No, she cut him out, Adrian. But Adrian, I'm not saying she can't have male friends. I'm not like a man, John, who had openly admitted on this show before he made his missus cut off all male friends. I'm cutting off the people and I'm having her cut off the people. who have been, like I said, balls deep in her, or she's been sitting on the face of this fella. I'm not having someone who knows my missus' anatomy that much coming into our lives and hanging around while we're together. I don't fucking hope, man.
Okay, so it's the sex thing. Somebody that she would have had sex with in the past, you draw the line about those two people maintaining a relationship.
Yeah, and then if I see me missus texting one of them mates hugs and kisses, I'd be fucking, no, that wouldn't be happening either. Because I don't give a shit, man. Nobody sends hugs and kisses to fucking friends. And if they do, maybe I'm missing out on something, but it's something I could do without having that fucking trouble on me neck. Because if my missus is seen on my phone, I know she'd be and kill me.
All right, stay there for a second, Trevor. Let me bring in AJ.
Well, our things, it's Craig here. You can call me Craig. Just listen to your show today. I think any guy or any girl has the right to be friends with the opposite sex. Your ex or not your ex, doesn't matter. If someone has a problem with it, they're clearly insecure. I have no problem with my wife being friends with another person. Do you know, it's called trust at the end of the day. If you haven't got trust, then what have you got? Do you know, like, I love being friends with girls. So what's wrong with it? Like, you know, it's not like you're going to do something with it. You can always be friends with your ex. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And anybody that thinks there is massively, massively insecure. If you go to the cinema with another girl, unless you turn around and kiss her, if you've got a problem with that, you're massively insecure. That's the way it is. I have no problem with my wife, partner, going to the cinema, going uptown for coffee with her man or her ex. Once there's no touching or kissing involved. If there is, then that's another issue, another topic for another day. But I think if you have an issue with it, you are massively insecure and you need to give your head a little wobble.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Trevor, I just want to go back to that message that I played a minute ago where he was arguing that if you don't trust your partner to go to the cinema or out for a drink or out for a meal with somebody who's an ex, then you're the one with the problem. You're the one with the trust issues.
Adrian, I laughed all the way through that text message, that voice note, because at the end of the day, I have trust in my partner. You have trust in your partner. We all have trust in our partners. But it's not until the trust is broken then you have an issue, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying, oh, they can go to cinema, they can go uptown. They're not going to come home and go, oh, well, we had a coffee and a little kiss. Who the fuck does that? You don't even need to have that level of insecurity where you can turn around and think, oh, is she going to be doing that? Why take the risk, especially when it's an ex-partner? Like I said, Agent, my partner has friends of the opposite sex, same sex, but she has no exes in her life because I wouldn't have it. Because they've had that level of intimacy where they could be out, they could be doing anything, and anything can happen. And I have to trust, but once that happens, the trust is gone then, isn't it?
No,
I'm sure, like an earlier caller, Angela, I'm sure she trusted her husband and her best friend until they done something behind her back.
I think it all comes down to, you know, one very simple thing. It's how honest you are about it. It's all down to how honest you are about it.
If your partner is swapping fluids with someone else, you're not going to trust them again, are you?
What do you mean you're not going to trust them again?
That's got nothing to do with...
You're not going to trust them to be in each other's company again?
We're talking about
being friends, and it comes down to how much clarity there is.
You're talking about being friends with an ex, Kate.
There's nothing wrong with that.
As a matter of interest, would you have an issue with your wife being friends with a male?
No, she has male friends.
Okay, so that's...
It's down to the physical thing, lads, where she's swapping fluids with someone. That's the person I don't want around her. Because that relationship was there before, and it could happen again.
Okay.
So why risk it?
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me bring in one final call on this, and that's you, Jason. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good afternoon, Adrian. Sorry, forgive me. I'm just wobbling my head here.
Well, that's exactly what the message said. If you...
I can't believe it. Let's just run this one, boy. Hey, Trevor, we trust our wives, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You're on the same page as me. Our wives want to go to a concert, yeah, but we're walking or whatever, right? And we can't go. And our ex comes along and says, listen, I'm going to the concert. Come on, sure, we're friends. We go together and we book in Dublin and stay for the night. Now, we're not going to sleep in the same bed. So how far do you take this, Adrian? Sorry, Adrian. How far do you take this? Sorry. Let me finish, Adrian. Seems you're this big liberal and it's all fucking fine. They're only going to the concert together. He's going to have one room. She'll have the room next door. You might have to share a room, but there's two single beds. What's the problem, Adrian?
Morning, Adrian.
Come on.
Okay, you're
taking it, Adrian. Get off the fence.
You're taking it to a different level with that.
No, because that's the next level. That is the next level, Adrian. That's the next level because it's forced. Let me put this foot in and see how hot the water is. Oh, it's not that hot. Come on, put my other fucking foot in and let's see.
So,
no, I'm sorry, not Adrian. Adrian. So Jason, not a hope. So not a hope, Adrian. If Lorraine had one, if I walk by the shop, the coffee shop, the pub, or fucking anywhere and seen her sitting there with her ex fella or any fucking fella having coffee, she'd be fucking gone. It's not about trust. It's not about trust. It's about respect.
Yeah, sorry,
about respect.
Sorry.
Why does she need fella? Why does she need fellas as
Jason,
friends?
Jason,
I'm just asking because I guarantee you one thing, Adrian. If Lorraine walked by and seen me even fucking talking to a girl on the street, she'd go fucking nuts. And anybody with any respect for the partner wouldn't. Anybody with any respect wouldn't.
Are you saying to me that your partner cannot be have any male friends?
She doesn't have any. Why does she need them? She has me. Guess what? Shock horror. I have no female friends, Adrian. Because I have a wife. I don't need a female friend. I have a wife who I use fucking gobshites is my best friend.
And that's fantastic.
Lorraine's not my best friend. Lorraine's not my best friend. Lorraine's my wife. I tell my best friend when I'm having problems with my wife. I don't tell Lorraine.
Okay.
Lorraine
has a best friend. Again, I want to stop you there. Whatever about, I mean, this conversation started about exes being friends.
This is a bit of a
difference. Why? Because, Because I don't think a married woman should have male friends, and I don't think a married man should have female
ridiculous.
Friends. No, I'm sorry. What a business have you got being friends with the opposite sex?
What business have you got being friends with the same sex?
Okay, let me give you...
Because they're the same sex, is it?
Okay, Jason, I'll give you an example. My wife is actually listening to this podcast today, okay? I'm here in our studio with my friend Katie.
You're walking. You're walking, Adrian. You're walking.
Shut up for a second.
John Cameron.
Katie isn't just a colleague. She's a friend and has been a friend for many years, okay?
Yeah.
My wife has absolutely no issue with that at all. Katie and I could actually go for a pint together and there'd be no issue whatsoever.
Would you just leave your wife at 9 o'clock at night to go and have a pint with Katie? Nothing to do with work.
Your wife actually made a joke about us having an affair before the show.
Right, you two walk together very close, and you have been for how long? You are on the radio together, you are on the podcast together, everybody sees you.
Mm-hmm.
That's different, Adrian. That is a totally different, okay? When Lorraine was walking, she went out with work colleagues, which were male or female, she came out. That was different. Lorraine wouldn't leave the house and say, I'm going to have coffee with my ex, I'll see you in a couple of hours.
No, but again, I'm more concerned about the fact that you said she can't have male friends. And I'm sitting here...
She wouldn't. I didn't say she can't. I said she wouldn't. Out of respect for me, no more than I'd have friends.
So out of respect for my wife, I should say to Katie, that's it, out you go. We're just being colleagues.
No, but I'm more colleagues.
Right, off you go.
Yeah, we're colleagues.
Yeah, but myself and Adrian would text...
Regularly,
outside of work.
But you have a very, very close working relationship. Everybody knows that about you. You pair and Malahead. Like, you do. You spend a lot of time together, right? You really do. Come on, you know what I'm talking about, Adrian. You're with Katie since how long? And how old is Katie compared to you? You're like our fucking granddad.
Yeah, well, that is true.
Father,
not granddad.
Adrian, in your dreams. you know what I'm saying? Just have a walk relationship.
Okay, hang on there for one second. I want to just bring in a message again from AJ, and that was the fella who said you'd give your head a wobble if you
don't. That fella, I'd say he'd actually buy his wife the condoms for our fella. Okay. You know that when they're going out. Seriously, that's how sad that doormat sounds.
Let's hear his next message. Hang on for a second now. Hang on.
Play this voice message if you can for Jason. Because listen to him on this so many times, and he always comes across the same. He's the most insecure fucking bollocks I've ever seen in my life.
I'm insecure,
She needs no one else but me as a man.
Yeah.
He is a guy who is massively, massively insecure. He's petrified to cheat. He's actually such a little cook is what he is like. He's terrified, absolutely terrified of another guy talking to his missus. That is the absolute definition of insecure. What an absolute...
You're the definition of insecure, Jason.
Yeah, and that's why I do what I do for a living and leave my partner at home for 5 nights. That's why I do what I do. No, I respect her. I genuinely respect her. All right, he sounds like the type of bloke that sits in the wardrobe with the video camera when his wife's out having coffee with her best mate. You know, we know these fellas. You see them all the time on the fucking internet.
they're talking about it, and the wife comes home with two different babies, and if he's not man enough, he's a man, he'll take on any man's baby. There's gobshites born every day. I respect Lorraine, I love Lorraine, I don't need any other woman in my life, and I don't think she needs anybody else in hers.
Thanks, Jason. And it is a bit...
It's a different level, isn't it? The show.
Let's squeeze in one final voice note before we wrap this up from Dave.
Hey, guys. I'm just not buying that guy's story there with his ex showing up. If he's going out to the cinema with her and they're going here and they're going there and all, there's still a fire there. You know, he's trying to play this off as if, oh no, you're just great mates. That's not happening, man. If you've slept with her and you love her that much, there's no way you can just turn off those feelings for her. Like, you know, I'd say if you broke up with your wife, she'd be there to pick up the pieces in the morning, like, and you know that. So I'd say you're kind of keeping her sweet, you know.
And I was referring back to Anthony, who's in that relationship all these years later with his ex. Best friends, they go to the cinema together.
Yeah, but he sounded genuine.
I don't know how you think that was okay and you don't think...
Because it's open. I'm not saying I think it's okay. I probably wouldn't be overly thrilled about the level of closeness. But the main thing is that if she's happy and it's transparent, it's when you start hiding shit and you start, you know, glossing over stuff and leaving little bits out, you know, that's when there's an issue.
Okay, thank you, colleague. You may leave now and we may not be friends anymore.
We're going to go down and have some gin.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, that's Katie. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.